So in the fall of 2003, I moved to Baltimore from St. Louis, and I met a guy named Dave who I started to date, and he wasn't like my normal type of guy that I would date. I kind of liked a bad boy, and this guy was not remotely bad. He had never worn jeans really in his life, so I don't want to go so far as he might. Okay, this much maybe a tiny little bit dorky, but he was a super nice guy. Liked him a lot. Was dating him for maybe like 6 weeks. Again, I always went out with a bad boy kind of guy. This guy like picked me up on the first date in a suit and tie with flowers in his hand. And super nice guy. I was not into that, but super nice guy. So the holidays were coming up, and I have always, my whole entire life growing up, had a real tree. And I had told him that, and I lived in a loft downtown, and I had made mention that I like to go out to a tree farm and cut down a tree. And he's such a gentleman that he was, he offered to take me out. We would go find a tree farm, and he would help me cut it down and then strap it onto the roof of the car and take it home with me. So I took him up on the offer because, you know, this guy I was dating a couple times. I thought it seemed like, you know, nice thing to do. So I get directions to this place, and this is before everyone had GPS in their car and all this. Of course, we get lost. We're going over hill and dale, all through Baltimore County, here and there, everywhere. Like 3 hours later, we get to this tree farm. And he had come straight from work and had on, you know, nice work outfit, a tie, suit, a top coat, the whole nine. I had gone home and changed because I'd left work early. So I had on appropriate clothing, and this poor man has on, you know, full-on nice work ensemble. We get out at the tree farm, and at this point, there's a little bit of snow on the ground, and it's starting to sleet as we're getting there, freezing cold. Nice, you know, December in Baltimore. We hike, you know, out to find my tree. I find the biggest, most incredible one I can possibly find, of course. This poor man is getting down on the ground in his nice clothes, sawing at this tree, hacking it. The trunk of this tree is like this big around. I might be exaggerating like a little bit, but it was a really big tree. It was huge. This poor man's down, like ruining his pants, like down on his hands and knees, sawing this tree for me. And he's looking up at me, and I'm thinking, what kind of person am I that I wouldn't, you know, be with this person immediately? He's such a nice person to do this for me. And then he says to me, you know, Mia, it's really cold. You should head back to the bottom of the hill where they have like the hut with the hot cocoa and all that. And I'll stay out here for you and cut down this tree. So I'm like, okay, why not? So I head back down the hill to the cocoa hut, and I had some nice hot chocolate while I waited for him. And I made mention to one of the people collecting money that there was this man out there cutting down a very large tree, and he might have a hard time dragging it back, and maybe they could help him out, because I wasn't gone. And so this boy goes out in like a four-wheeler, and I guess they were going to tie the tree to the back and haul it in down the hill and all that so that he wouldn't have to do that his own self. Well, I'm standing in the hut, like with my cocoa, looking out the window, waiting for them to come. And the sleet has gotten harder, of course, and it's slushy and awful and like 10 degrees and all this. And I see far off down the hill this four-wheeler coming, and this kid who works there has on, I mean, full-on Carhartt overalls, a ski mask. All you can see is his eyes. And then there's poor this guy, Dave, in a top coat and like a suit, and his face is bright red, and they're going like 20 miles an hour, and like the wind is... he looks like Jack Nicholson in The Shining, like at the end when he's frozen. It was ridiculous. It was really bad. And so they pulled up, and I'm like, this is the nicest guy ever. He's done this. He's frozen his butt off to help me with this tree. So then we took his car because he said he didn't want to scratch up the roof of my car. Super nice guy. I feel bad now. Should I feel bad, do you think? So he ties it to the roof of his car, and he told me to go ahead and get in the car and turn on the heater with my hot cocoa and all that. So I did, and I'm in the car drinking my hot cocoa. And he's lashing this, you know, tree to the car, and he gets done, and he tied the door shut. So he had to actually climb in the window. Anyway, that's my best Christmas story that I could think of, and I will tell you all, he is actually now my husband, and we have a 3-month-old baby.
Mia Capon.